Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. Brand new year started.
Yeah.
With Hey, I Was Wondering, but a brand new year, Hey, I Was Wondering, looks back on last year with another question. Hey, Eric, says Kurt. I listen every day on the TuneIn radio app.
Yep.
Well, it's good to know that's working. About a week or so before Christmas, there was a lot of talk if the movie Die Hard should be considered a Christmas movie, which I totally agree. But this past Saturday, that would be the 4th, 1-4.
Right.
The movie Lethal Weapon number 1, the very first one, Lethal Weapon, was on, which takes place at Christmas and is mentioned in the movie much more than in Die Hard.
Oh.
So how is it that it seems this movie gets disregarded as opposed to Die Hard? How do other people feel about this? Just wondering. Thanks, Kurt.
Oh, my gosh.
Lethal Weapon. Lethal Weapon, the original, also set during the Christmas season. Why isn't that a Christmas movie like Die Hard? Because that's been the big argument about Die Hard. You know, it's right around Christmas in the movie, so why wouldn't it be a Christmas movie?
Gosh, I'd have to go back to watch Lethal Weapon. I can't even remember the scene.
Yeah.
You know, I can't remember hardly anything about it.
Can you remember who stars in it?
Is it... Give me the first letter.
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on.
Come on, give me the first... It's old. Give me the first letter.
Huge actor. He was...
He
was once one of the most beautiful people on the planet.
Oh.
The most beautiful man alive.
Oh.
Also caused all sorts of controversy because he's... He's a little...
Tends to shoot from the hip a little bit sometimes.
Oh. Thank you. Just give me the first letter of his name.
M.
I knew you were going to say he's
I knew you were going to say it.
And he was a Mad Max?
Kind of a big actor.
I know.
A little somebody known as.
Hi, this is Mel Gibson. You're
Mel
listening to Eric
Mad Max.
In the Mix.
Yeah, there you go. Danny Glover, Mel Gibson. Violetta, have you ever seen Lethal Weapon?
I just want to say yes.
Well, if you say yes, I'm going to ask questions about it.
Oh, no.
Which, of course, Melissa says yes, and I ask questions. She doesn't have the answer, so you can bluff your way through. She didn't even know Mel Gibson was the star.
I know Mad Max. I couldn't think of his name.
Yeah,
you
no,
ever
I,
seen it?
No, I never saw it.
It's really good.
No.
Comedy, tragedy, fantasy, history. Millennial movie.
Ha!
Millennial movie.
Ho.
Millennial movie night.
How'd you feel about a little Lethal Weapon number 1 on Millennial Movie Night? Let me tell you this much. I love the Lethal Weapon movies, but I guarantee you get about 5 minutes into that movie and you and all your friends, all you're going to want to do is drink vodka martinis and pretend it's not on.
Okay, well, we're good at doing that with some other movies that we played, but if it's a Christmas movie, why don't we wait till next year?
Okay, let's write that down.
Okay, let's write that down.
You say that as though we'll all be here. Are you kidding me?
Who's not gonna
we're going to be lucky to make it through the month. Are you kidding me? You see what happened in 2019? We'll never make it through this month. Anybody else? 312-233-1019. Lethal Weapon. That qualifies a Christmas movie. Yeah, that's our first question of 2020, and I expect virtually no response.
Oh, my God. Maybe Mel Gibson will call in.
312-233-1019. And yes, let's add that to Millennial Movie Night. Next Christmas. Write that down.
2020 Christmas.
2020.
She's got a list of 20 to watch.
I know.
Right
we have
now.
A lot of catching up to do. Kurt asked us, Sean. He said Lethal Weapon. He watched it on Saturday, and it takes place during Christmas, just like Die Hard. So why isn't it a Christmas movie?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great movie, but it's not designed to be for Christmas. Even though the opening theme starts off with a Jingle Bell Rock, it is meant to be a detective movie. It's a mystery. I enjoy it. It's a nice idea, but not a chance in AC Double Hockey Sticks is that a Christmas movie.
Now, do you think then they're the Die Hard? I don't know that by that definition or description isn't designed to be a Christmas movie either. It's designed to take over Nakatomi Tower.
The same applies,
Yeah, so you don't think Die Hard is either?
Nope.
Yep, nope. Although Die Hard is based while they're at a Christmas party.
Sure.
Right.
In Nakatomi Tower.
Yeah. Right.
Second, Sean, what do you think?
It's totally a Christmas movie.
Totally.
Think about it. There's actually more Christmas elements in Lethal Weapon than Die Hard. For example, there is the scene where they crash the car into the house in the Christmas tree.
Right.
The gentleman's drinking the eggnog and he gets shot.
Spoiler.
Drinking eggnog.
Yep.
And then finally, the beginning of the movie, which the guy just referenced, basically Mel Gibson's guy is going to get a Christmas tree for free from the drug dealer.
That is true. When he busts the drug.
Have you seen this movie?
Yeah.
No
that's
kidding.
True. That's like
impressive.
Mel Mel Gibson shoots the guys at the Christmas tree lot.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like Violetta going, spoiler.
Well, movie from 1987.
I think you're allowed to talk about
now the guy drinking eggnog, spoiler. I know he dies.
Never mention anything that happened in any movie ever, in case anyone hasn't seen it.
I'm wondering, says this email, has Violetta even heard of Mel Gibson?
Hi, this is Mel Gibson. You're listening to Eric on the Mix.
Have you?
Because where she used to work.
Are you familiar with Mel Gibson?
Yes, I am familiar with him. I know he had some voicemail things
in
the news.
Right, there was a problem, sure.
And that's pretty much all. I don't think I've seen him in anything. Oh, didn't he play Jesus in something?
He did,
The Passion of the Christ.
Oh, yeah, The Passion of the Christ. Yes. I saw that. Yeah. And then I didn't know you had to read the whole time.
He played Detective Martin Riggs in Lethal Weapon and Jesus.
Full gamut right there.
Yeah. When it's time to feel less stress, we're looking for the top three things that help you get there. 312-233-1019. To feel less stress, Julie, you what?
I buy clothes for my 15-month-old son.
Hey, good for him.
Aww.
Walking around, styling. Or maybe not walking, toddling around, falling into tables, styling.
Soon to be walking.
Right.
But looks good.
Holding onto the couch for dear life, styling. Yeah. Along those same lines. Dave.
Yeah, I buy myself gift cards.
You buy yourself gift cards.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Why don't you just buy whatever you are, whatever you want at the store? Why the gift card?
Well, because then I can hang on to it and buy something later, and I won't make a hasty decision right away.
Good thinking.
As needed.
Oh. I'm a fan of hasty decisions. At number three, Allie.
I go to the Portillo's drive-thru and get a slice of chocolate cake, bad days, I just get the whole entire cake.
There you go. I'll just take one whole cake. I wonder how often that happens at the Portillo's drive-thru, where that's the only order. I'll take a whole cake.
Not just a slice,
a whole cake.
I'm sure it does.
I'm sure it does, but I wonder how often.
Yeah, you get that craving.
Like every seventh car. At number two, when stress hits Ashley, what do?
I take a nap.
Right. We do that around here, usually after 7 a.m. It's a quick cat nap between 7 and 7:20.
I agree. That's a good one.
Melissa agrees.
Yeah, I do that.
Finally in at number one, you want to relieve stress in 2020. What should you do, Kate?
I pay for cleaning service.
There you go. Get yourself a housekeeper. Get the house in top-notch shape. There you go. Housekeeper for 2020. That's the move.
Man, it's so nice to come home to a clean house.
That you haven't had anything to do with.
Right. It's just, you can just sit down and relax.
Right, except throw money at it. As we find out the top three things currently trending on Twitter here in the great city of Chicago, starting off a brand new year. It's Monday, January 6th. Mel D, our social media director, is all set to go. Have you isolated our top three?
Yep, and the Golden Globes are in there.
I had a gut instinct. Gut instinct that they would make the cut. All right, here we go. Top three, in at number three.
Okay, so WIP's been covering in news, but the Golden Globes took over Twitter last night and this morning. So some of the most viral things that happened were Jason Momoa stripping down to just a tank top.
God.
So he's got the guns, but he gave his wife his velvet jacket, who was cold during the award ceremony. So
a lot of times I've been known to wear a tank top underneath my suit.
Yeah.
You just never know when I'm going to want to just fire up the guns.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, come on.
He is Aquaman.
Yeah, he's Aquaman. You had Taylor Swift making a rare appearance with her actor boyfriend, Joe Alwyn. So she almost never appears in the public with Joe together at any public event. So this was kind of unexpected. And
Because people walk up and go, who dat?
Yeah.
Right.
He's not allowed.
Joe, he's a big actor. Never seen him. Not familiar with him.
Yep. Well, he does things over there in the UK.
Right.
And no one was really talking about it, but Beyonce was there. She pretty much went unnoticed all of the award ceremony with Jay-Z, even though they brought their own champagne, so they didn't even drink any of the champagne that was given there. And it was Jay-Z's brand.
That regular swill when they got their own.
Right. It was going to be like somebody's put something in there.
That they're going to get roofied at the Golden Globes.
You never know.
You never know. Tom Hanks might put something in my champagne.
Yeah. It's like playing it safe.
What is this, Rush Street? Who's going to put something in their drink at the Golden Globes?
You got a lot of enemies out there.
Jason Bateman, don't let him near us.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you saw one of the Joe Bros, Nick Jonas, he was there with his wife, Priyanka Chopra. They were considering bringing their new puppy, Gino.
Oh, God.
So the Golden Globes, they even asked if it could happen, but we're told no, and that's
It's a dog-free zone.
Yeah. Dog-free.
More places should be dog-free.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
It's kind of crazy to think that 2015 was the last time Justin Bieber came out with a single of his own that's without being featured on somebody else's song. And if you hadn't heard Justin Bieber, he has a new song called Yummy, and he's got a new upcoming album, a new music video, a new North American tour, and this all released this weekend. But get ready to rock out over at Soldier Field when Justin Bieber stops by on June 19th, 2020.
Is it true, Melody? I was reading something that in the video for Yummy, it's just basically Justin Bieber eating Jell-O.
Yeah, it's supposed to be it's like a metaphor. Video. Yeah, something else.
I got you. But it's just him eating Jell-O.
Yeah, it's just him sitting at a table eating.
Pink hair. And
I think we also just made history. That was the first time the words rock out and Justin Bieber have been used in the same sentence. So congratulations,
Melody. Justin Bieber at Soldier Field. Should we all go?
YouTube reportedly paid a record sum for the new Justin Bieber season's docuseries. Reportedly, YouTube, the streaming platform, paid $20 million for the docuseries. Suckers.
A lot of money.
Yeah, it is. I saw Captain Hollywood sent some overly enthusiastic email this past weekend. Were we supposed to play that Bieber song today?
Well, Captain Hollywood had the song early, and if anyone wanted to, they could have heard it early, but yeah, we have it.
I'm shocked.
Did anyone want to?
There for you.
I'm certain it probably is.
Oh, okay.
Were we supposed to?
Yeah, we should.
That's what I mean. I'm shocked by it. I'm surprised it's not like he's not saying, you're playing this.
I didn't read the whole email.
It's a good song. It's kind of like a throwback slow jam. And it's a good music video, too. They have like a dance section.
All right, your enthusiasm.
The video. I like it.
You're in a 10. We need to bring that down to about a 6.
And before the music video, there was
Monday.
A soft
Easy.
Serve
Pump
pink.
It.
And Melody doesn't like it.
Yeah, the song also might kind of suck, but those are just two opinions.
I like it.
All right. And trending on Twitter, number one.
It's only January, but Coachella Music Fest that happens every summer for 2 weeks in the desert right over there in California. They released their lineup, and that went viral. It already sold out.
Sometimes when I have to listen to a Justin Bieber song, I wish I was stranded in the desert.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
May make you want to harm yourself
or others. Not every time. Oh, not every time.
Yeah, well, the lineup went viral. It already sold out the first weekend. Twitter is calling the lineup just okay, but if you're going, you can expect to see Lana Del Rey, Calvin Harris, Lil Nas X, Big Sean, a bunch of others. Week 2 is on sale this morning, and it'll probably sell out.
Okay.
It usually does.
There it is. 312-233-1019. So it legalized on January 1. Hot sales in Illinois. Melissa was in line at midnight while Whip was watching BTS and Post Malone hug.
Yeah, it was touching.
Dick Clark special or something. I don't
Moving.
Know. Man, oh man. Hey, Ron.
Yes.
You have already been.
Yes.
What day did you go?
January the 3rd.
All right. Did you see Melissa in line?
No, I did not.
She was there. Did it go smoothly? Was it packed? Did you get what you wanted?
It was packed. I waited 2 hours, but I had me a chair and I had hand warmers. I ordered Uber Eats.
Oh.
I'm in line.
Good thing.
Love it.
Good
thing.
Yeah. It was good, though.
And what did you buy?
I bought a vape pod out in space. And some gummies.
Sound like you might be enjoying some now.
No. I'm headed to work.
All right. Okay, good. Good thinking. All right. Thank you, Ron. Ron got something out in space. Connor, do you mind if I call you Cheech? Do you mind?
Hey, what's happening?
Or Post. Connor, you went when?
Yeah, we went on Saturday the 4th.
Okay. Big lines then, too?
My girlfriend and I, what's that?
Big lines?
Yeah, it was. They said it was going to be longer than it was, but it moved right along. So my girlfriend and I were bored on Saturday night and decided to go and stood in line and got right in about 35 minutes.
Oh, wait, which one did you go to? I mean, are you going to say the
name? We live up in Vernon Hills, and we went to the Mundelein one.
Oh, okay.
Do they give you, like, taste testers when you're in there?
Samples.
What's that?
Do they give you samples when you're in there?
No, they don't. No, that'd be cool, but no, they do not.
That'd be totally cool. I can just go in for the samples, like at Costco with the crab legs.
Yeah.
Do they taste them?
I don't know. Try the bait.
Got a little table set up. Hey, you want to try anything? All right, fine. Hey, Susan.
Yes.
You went as well.
Yes, I did.
Where did you go?
To the one out in Loves Park, Illinois, Rockford.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. And how are the lines out in Loves Park?
Well, they were very long behind me, but I got there early, so I was there about 3 hours total time.
When you live in Rockford, that's what you have to do just to get through living in Rockford. Yeah.
Can I ask what you bought? Like, what was the name of it?
I bought some birthday cake, and then I bought a milk or a dark chocolate cherry candy bar.
Have you had that yet?
I had the birthday cake.
Yeah.
And?
Could you feel your face?
It just made my birthday a lot more enjoyable.
So it was your actual birthday then?
Yes.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. As you were standing there, Susan, in the dispensary looking around, did you see any interesting people that you wouldn't expect to see? Like, you know, the suburban housewife or a daughter and her mother or, you know, a grandpa
priest.
Or anything like that. A priest.
There was no priest.
Okay.
But professional people, you could tell with their suits and ties. And then there were grandmas and grandpas there. And
right.
It was a vast majority of people. I was very surprised. And I was talking to a woman who came from Madison, and we were just having a good time, just people watching.
I know, everything was so hilarious.
Oh, I bet.
I don't know why. I don't even know. We couldn't stop laughing.
Prior to we got in.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not like where you would think it's like a jewelry store. The things are out. Everything is behind a glass case. You can't see anything.
No samples like Costco?
No samples. Yeah. And, I thought, oh, like a bakery, when you walk in, it would smell delicious. No.
Just smelled like Post Malone's basement.
Can you buy as much as you want? Is it unlimited?
Well, right now, there is a limit on it. Only one type of bud per person, but then you can get other things like the edibles or the vape pen or whatnot. But after the novelty wears off, then they're going to be able to go ahead and give what you want up to the.
That's actually the name of one of them, novelty.
That's
oh, my God, the novelty just wore off. You know what's interesting about all those calls? Do you notice who asked the most questions? Hothead Melissa.
Oh, come on.
Did you see how excited?
You think she would know already.
Of all of us, who got the most excited? Hothead Melissa. I thought about something. Hey, Big Karwowski.
Yes.
How's it going?
Great.
Welcome back to 2020.
Yeah, you know, there's a dispensary in St. Charles, from my understanding.
Well, that's perfect. Yeah. I'm certain you've been.
No, I haven't.
Melissa is very excited about the legalization and was just a second ago the one asking the most questions.
Yeah, I know. She's drilling down.
What? I know she was.
What strain did you buy?
Exactly. So here's, I was thinking we should do something. All right? We should do something. You know how Captain Hollywood and Chris and Ike are big into doing all these different videos that we're putting out? I was thinking that we should send Melissa to one of the dispensaries.
Okay.
You know, to learn, ask questions, and
sure.
and find out about the entire process. Maybe that's your business, you know? And maybe a couple of us will go along. Something like that, and we'll take the cameras along. Do they allow cameras in there?
I'm not sure. I've seen a lot of news stories with cameras in after the new year, so I would think with pre-arrange, if we had pre-arranged it, I'm sure we could get some kind of access.
Can you find out about that, and maybe we can arrange this week to send Melissa to one of the dispensaries to load up on the birthday cake, but also what I would like to do to add visually to the experience, can we get a flat-brim Post Malone hat she could wear?
Oh, my God.
Well, that we can do. Like, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're in, like, the flat-brim Post Malone hat.
Come on.
It says Post on it.
There's a Lids right on Michigan Avenue.
Right.
Down the street from the station.
That's right.
And I have her come rolling into the dispensary in a really cool Post Malone
hat.
Wear,
like, a tie-dyed shirt, too.
Right. Load up on some birthday cake. I'd watch that video.
Sure.
Can we check on that? Violetta, can you do a little research on a flat brim Post Malone hat?
Yes, sir.
And if it's like in metal too, where it says Post and metal.
Yeah, that's the best.
Like really big trucker hat kind of thing.
I'll make it look dope. Don't worry.
Right, yeah.
Maybe I could find some of his Croc shoes and wear those too.
Well, whatever. We can put that all together. We can get a camera person to go along on that, can't we, Big Karwowski?
Yes, definitely.
I love how this is coming together. All right, thank you.
I love it too.
Yep. All right, let's see if we can get a video. Melissa goes to the dispensary.
Yes.
Let's see what happens.
I think a lot of fun is going to ensue.
I think it would be fun.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. All right, now, Mix Morning Mindbender, though, 312-233-1019. Oh, boy. They call it the top 10 year one together arguments. Top 10 year one together arguments. And by year one, they mean baby's first year. Mm-hmm. What is the number one year one argument? 312-233-1019. Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning.
Number one year one argument is what?
I'm going to say changing the diaper.
That is a good one. That is a great one. That is not it. Yeah. That is not it.
Good one, though, you said.
The number one year one argument, Jen.
In-law involvement.
No. Oh. I'm glad you said that, though, because coming up later on this week on the show, on Wednesday's Mixed Morning Mindbender, we'll have we'll deal directly with in-law involvement.
Okay.
Look at that.
Just in-law involvement.
You think I don't plan this stuff? Tomorrow's will have to do with today's answer, and Wednesday's will have to do with that answer.
Great.
All right. Everybody's writing it down. I love it.
Confusing but exciting.
I'm trying. Jesse, the number one year one argument is about what?
Who's more tired?
That's the one. I am so tired. There is no way you're more tired than me.
Really?
Then they start arguing about who's more tired.
Oh. I get that.
Number one year one argument.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Got any kids, Jesse?
I do not.
Want some?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
No. Gonna pass on that? Good for you, Jesse. Good call on that. The top year one together argument is who is more tired or had the least sleep.
Okay.
Number two, who should get up in the night with the baby? That's the number two argument.
Definitely number related.
Yep. Number three, housework not getting done. Number four, having less money than usual. Number five, one person being out at work all day and the other being left alone to parent.
None of mine are on the list.
Those arguments go on for like 18 years.
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah. Number six, who should be responsible for feeding, changing, and burping the baby?
Right. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I always enjoyed the burping part.
Well, it's satisfying.
Those, yeah, those little babies, when some of them can really let it rip.
When you get one out of them, it's very satisfying for them and you.
You're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Way to go, my man. Number seven. Someone not doing their fair share of the work.
Mm-hmm.
Your top year one arguments together. Number eight, one person going out and socializing more than the other.
Ooh.
Well, you got to get away from the baby. Number nine, lack of affection.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Too tired.
Yeah.
And finally, number 10 on the top 10 year one arguments together. Not having time to go out together. Joe Jonas talking about over the holidays. Yeah, you know, my brothers and I, we used to fight a lot, but not so much anymore. And you're thinking, well, my brothers and sisters and I fight a lot, and we still do it.
Yeah.
Who still has a sibling or family argument spilling over from the holidays? 312-233-1019. Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
Hi. Fighting?
I haven't spoken to my sister since last Christmas, so for a year.
Oh, what? So it's been a whole year, so it's lingered all the way through.
Yes.
Wow. And what's the issue that we can't seem to get past?
Well, my sister has had a lifelong problem of treating everybody like we're her servants. And last Christmas, I had enough, and I told her off. My
Did you tell her off
wedding.
At Christmas?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Can you give
my niece also had her my niece also had her wedding at the same time, and typically, whenever we have a family thing, we all help each other out, but. My sister tends to forget that we're her family, and she doesn't introduce us as her family. She has us do the cooking and serving. Yeah.
And based on our goodwill towards men. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was a little tired of that.
Right.
Especially for my parents.
Understandably so. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, when they treat you, your family treats you like you're a servant.
Yeah. I feel her. I know what that's like. No, I just mean because...
Something strikes me. Hang on there, Kenna.
Oh my God.
Do you feel as though Violetta?
There's a problem or something.
No.
Going
do you,
on?
Do you feel as though Violetta what? Has ever really been treated like a servant? I feel as though she kind of runs the house, not the house runs her.
Like if we asked her sister, maybe she would say the same.
I think if you asked her sister, her mom, her dad, her grandmother, they'd be like, Violetta pretty much.
No, that is so not true.
She's at the top of the food chain, and we all just kind of...
You're
crazy.
Fallen behind.
That's
her.
Not accurate.
Well, she does
accurate.
Say she like takes her grandma to all the doctor's appointments.
Yeah, but I think she does that so that she can go through her grandma's purse when she's in there and take money. I think she takes money.
Takes the
money. I think she takes money out
you
of
want,
the
You want to be in the will?
Hi, Kenna.
Hello.
I current argument still spilling over from the holidays?
Yes, this is true. So my sister and I are pretty close, but we live in different states.
Mm-hmm.
And when my family comes to visit, my mother gets jealous because my sister always wants to share her food with me and not my mother.
Wait,
and
what?
They fight.
Hold on. Your sister shares her food with you but won't give any food to mom.
I think if my mother were to ask, then she would say yes. But my sister doesn't offer out of kindness. She just offers me for some reason. And my mother gets left out because my sister doesn't offer it to her.
That is weird,
so,
though.
So you'll be at, let's just say you're at Christmas and your sister brings a pie. So she cuts the pie, takes a piece for herself, gives you a piece, and looks at your mom and says, none for you. And moves on?
It's not as blatant, but she'll hand me a piece, and then she'll pass the whole pie to my mother.
Oh, my gosh. That is rude, though. Uh-huh. It really is.
Is she intentionally doing this? Is she doing this to get a rise, or is it just happening out of whatever type of natural instinct she has?
I think it's possibly both of those.
Okay. Is your mother... well, I can tell your sister's a little passive-aggressive. Being honest here, is your mother a little passive-aggressive, too?
Yeah, both of them are.
Yeah.
If I ask for a bite of my sister's bagel, she'll share it with me. But then my mom wants a piece, so won't ask for it.
Right.
And then it'll get
and then
mad,
gets mad
because she doesn't get one.
Yeah. So, yeah. When two passive aggressives collide,
yeah,
it's strange a bad fights. Outcome. Bad outcome. Just dive into the Zodiac Zone. Whip loves this stuff. Can't get enough of it. This is how he lives his life.
True.
Whatever the stars and crystals say.
Especially the crystals.
He follows them. Or some yes. woman named Crystal.
Right. I'll take any of it.
He also follows the advice of women named Crystal. When leading his life. You know, we're talking now. It's 9:33 about how today is the following day after the big sign up for dating is Bumble and Hinge and Coffee Meets Bagel and DataFarmer.com.
Yeah, all a million of them now.
Had a huge uptick in the number of people who signed up to be a part of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I saw this. How to improve your relationship in 2020 according to your zodiac sign. So if you really want to improve it, you could go to therapy. You could increase communication. You could spend more time together. Or you could say, screw it. And go along with it, whatever a woman named Crystal says your zodiac sign says.
Yeah. Yes.
All right?
She knows.
Right, like, for example, Melissa, is this going to be the year for you? Is 2020 the year of love for you?
I mean, I can't predict that. But
do you aspire for it to be? Like, are you in a place, a space, a mindset? Because you haven't been for 37 years.
Okay.
Where
that's
you,
not quite true.
You say to yourself, this is the year I'm going to embrace love.
I mean, I am more open than I have been since my last relationship.
How long has that been?
6 years.
Okay. And what is your zodiac sign?
Libra.
Libra. Here is the advice given in the Zodiac Zone for Libras. Libra definitely has an opinion, but they don't always feel comfortable sharing it. So for 2020, they should consider making a point of speaking up more often in a relationship as well as in life in general.
Wow.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't.
Wow. Oh, come on.
Life in general, you've just heard, don't do.
No, this is great.
I'm
going to tell you everything
you think.
I think.
No, this is not me. I'm not looking. I am not looking for a relationship. Libra's partner will love knowing what's on their mind and how it makes them feel more connected.
Oh, okay.
Whip.
Yes.
You are.
Virgo.
Virgo, the advice for improving your relationship in 2020 if you're a Virgo.
What does Crystal say?
Should be all about worrying less about plans and schedules. This actually might work for
you. Just worrying less, probably.
Yeah. All right. And focusing more on living and enjoying life.
I can't do it.
You have a very analytical mind, they
yes,
say.
Yes, you do.
And you know how to make everything perfect, but sometimes you need for your need for perfection gets in the way.
Oh,
wow,
no.
Wow, that's spot on.
That is spot on.
Not true.
Oh, my God. That is you.
You should throw caution to the wind and no longer care.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that'll never happen.
You should totally try that.
I'm going to stop caring right now.
Violetta, what are you?
I'm a Pisces.
Pisces. For Pisces, the recommendation for 2020, Pisces is always naturally focused on the needs of those around them, which is great for their partner, but can often leave them feeling ignored. Put yourself first.
Oh, my God.
You're pretty good at that.
Yes. No, I could do it more.
I think you're fine at that.
I should do it more.
So you feel like that's close to you?
Yeah, I take care of everybody so much, Eric. And I just need to start focusing more on myself.
I feel so bad for you.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
All three of you sound all right. I'm Aquarius.
That's right. You're Aquarius.
As the independent rebel of the Zodiac.
Oh, my God. These are so crazy spot on.
I am the independent rebel of the Zodiac.
You totally are.
Who knew? As the independent rebel of the Zodiac, you start all your relationships as friendships. It takes a bit of time to actually fall in love, but once you do, you're loyal and honest. This sign still needs to make sure they have plenty of time for themselves. It's all about me in 2020. There it is. What's that face?
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
No.
Crystal says it's true.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.